All right, it is your time to let it off your chest. What have you had absolutely enough of? You just can't take it anymore. 651-461-9226. Or send us your message on the Odyssey app. So right where you listen live to WCCO Radio, there's a little microphone right next to it. You can click that button, record a message on your phone, click send, and it comes right to us here at CCO. Dan, I want to begin by saying I've had enough of flies. Flies. We have had a bit of a fly infestation here at the WCCO Radio Complex. And you know me, like, I don't love to come on the air and blast the station.
Excuse me?
That's not my...
Hello?
That's not my bit. That's not my bit. That there are other shows on this station that like to do that. But we've had... Well, yesterday you killed a fly that was as big as my thumb.
Yeah, it was about the size of a small cat. It was a large fly.
It's a large fly.
Yeah.
But we got the flies in my house as well. In part...
What's going on in your house?
Well, man? Part of the... Well, there are two reasons. One, I like to leave the doors open. That's my wife. If my wife were participating in the enough segment, she would say she's had enough.
Of you leaving the doors open?
Yeah, yeah. I like to leave the door open. But we also have a screen door that is, let's say the screen...
A little porous?
It's a little porous.
A little Swiss cheese-like?
I hate these flies. They're, and then they're, when you smash them, they're like a little juicy.
Ooh.
Sick of it. I've had enough of the fly.
Yeah.
That's my first enough.
Not good. Not good. I have had enough of the pre-4th of July fireworks. I love fireworks. Fireworks are great.
Is it starting already?
Oh, there's one last week. There was a fireworks show. The night of the storm. So Saturday night.
Right.
Prior to the storm rolling in, I look out my window to the west and Wyzetta's shooting off fireworks.
Like a professional fireworks show?
No. This was a professional show. This was like you would see on the 4th of July.
What's wrong with that? It's probably some community having their hometown festival.
4th of July fireworks. That's when fireworks happen. 4th of July. Maybe a special dispensation for New Year's.
This is ridiculous.
Maybe special dispensation for New Year's. Outside of that, and look, I'll give a day or two on the other side, right? You want to shoot off fireworks tonight as a city? No problem. It's close enough.
Sunday? But that's fine.
That would be the limit.
Okay.
On the other side, right?
Now, Maple Grove has Maple Grove days, of which I am...
Yeah, well, I mean, we're obviously down on Maple Grove on this show, so
yeah.
We clearly don't know what they're doing. So if they're doing it
outside, fireworks are outside as part of their Maple Grove day.
No. It's a 4th of July thing. Again, maybe special dispensation for New Year's. That's it. We don't need fireworks.
What about? So I thought you were going to go in the direction of like the amateurs, the amateur hour sort of.
Well,
those ding dongs.
That's why when you and Tracy were talking about the Consumer Report videos, I think there's something kind of Darwinian about that stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
oh yeah.
If you're going to blow your fingers off because you're ding dong and not paying attention to fireworks,
too bad. Do you think? If you worked in triage in an emergency room, you maybe just like, just going to wait, make somebody wait just a little bit longer because they did it to themselves.
Gosh, I hope not. I hope I wouldn't be that bitter.
If you work in an ER, right. I want you to text me at 651-461-9226 because I believe 100% you have my support if you're doing that to people. Where there's just a little bit of karmic justice. Now, I'm not saying wait so long that somebody's going to lose a finger. Well, you know what? You got four others. So, don't let someone die, but like a little bit of a delay. I think it's fine. Enough. I'm sick of the saying we need the rain. Every time it rains, or even if it rains for 2 weeks, after it rains for a day, we do not need the rain.
Well, and that's a great one, right? Because the people saying, well, we need the rain. Do they really know that we need the rain? Are they sure about that? I saw, after that last storm went through, a farmer down in southern Minnesota had 6 feet of water in his field. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know that somebody up here going, well, we needed the rain, really knows what they're talking about.
I'm good on rain myself. Like, I feel I'm good. I'm good. Texture says the every 5 minutes of Delano. My God, please make it stop. So let me explain a little bit as to why that's happening. So when you buy ads on WCCO radio, you could buy it here on the big signal, the big show, the big AM, the big 1029 HD2.
The flamethrower.
So you could buy an ad here. You could buy a live ad from me where I tell you about my good friends at Livia.
Yeah. Or the Minnesota
Chris
Pork
Lindahl
Board.
Or the Pork Board.
Yeah.
Or you could buy an ad on our streaming thing. And unfortunately, what happens is, like, they sell more ads on the show, not on the stream. And so the stream people who do buy ads on the stream
get the ad played quite a bit.
It might get played quite a bit.
Get their money's worth.
They get their money's worth. But what I would say is, if you would like more variety in those ads,
break out the checkbook.
Yeah, buy an ad. I'll record it for you, whatever you want. It's got to be. It can't be that expensive, right?
Wouldn't have any idea.
I don't know. You got a couple $1,000. Let's go. Let's
get off Wallet Mountain. Come on. How
I
bad
can
does
do
it
an
bug
ad.
You?
Wouldn't it be fun to have like an ad just 30 seconds praising you?
Let me tell you about Bill.
I would do it. Only on a stream. I'm not selling out that cheap on the broadcast. Heck no. Let's go to Bill in St. Louis Park. Bill, what have you had enough of?
Speeding in retail parking lots.
Oh, yeah.
Like the people that treat the swim lanes in front of Costco and Home Depot like it's the pit entrance for the Indy 500. I'm so done.
Yeah,
I want like the nail thing across the road at this point.
Oh, right, the stop sticks where they
throw you. Yes,
throw that down.
I want them to throw the thing down and let's watch some rubber get wasted.
I think that's. I'm down. Like, could we
100% on board
as a show? Could we buy like the thing? It's the same bid.
I'm pretty
like
sure
the,
we couldn't. No.
The rental car place when you pull into the rental car place and have that moment where you're like, "I'm
do not back up."
Yes, am I going to slice the tires open just by returning this Ford Fiesta?
Jason, I think you should do the demo. Do a demo segment on this.
This is very good. Very good. Excellent call. Okay. Excellent, Bill. Thank you. Let's go to Dan. Dan's in Blaine. Dan, what have you had enough of?
Black license plate speeders. Whenever you see somebody. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Whenever I see a vehicle that's like out of the, you know, speeding or just distracted driving or something, I always say to myself, betcha they got a black plate. And 100% of the time, they got a black plate. Yeah.
The black, well, there is a certain personality type that comes with the black license plate, right?
Why spend the extra money for a damn plate? Excuse me. Why spend the money for a plate, a black plate? Come on.
Well, maybe it's, you know, they're self-identifying.
It could be.
Now we know who to look for.
It could be they think it's makes the car more aerodynamic so they can get zipping faster.
They're just very aggressive, but I'm always right when I see that. I'm like, oh, yeah, black plate.
Now, Dan, who's more likely to speed, you think? Is it a BMW driver or a domestic car driver with the black license plate?
Well, I would have to top that and say a domestic car with no hubcaps and a broken window with the plastic on it.
And the black license plate.
Yeah, very good. All right, you have one more. Yeah. You have one more. Go ahead.
No, that was it, Jason.
All right.
Hey,
yeah, it's perfect.
Thanks so much. I love the show, man.
Thanks, Dan. We really appreciate you listening. Nice of you to say that. That was very good. Very good. Let's break. Lots more coming in on the text. Twins baseball coming up in just a couple of minutes. We got pregame at 5. We'll do the temp of the team. Why not? We'll do that when we come back, too. All right, Chef IQ sends temp of the team for the Minnesota Twins. The temp is cold. Shutout yesterday. Shutout the day before. Or 2 days ago, game before. Tonight in Miami, I'm very concerned about Jansen Junk, who is the pitcher for Miami.
That's either the greatest baseball name I've ever heard or the absolute worst, and I honestly can't decide which one it is.
Jansen Junk on the mound against Simeon Woods Richardson. So first pitch at 5:40 right here on CCO. Back to Enough. So many good texts today. So many good texts. Customer service idiots. Is it really necessary to spell your name back with words? So is that C as in cat, A as in ant? Dan, D as in Dan?
As somebody who answers phones as part of his job and has people telling them their names as part of the job, yes, at times that is necessary. Because not all phone connections are that great.
I know, it's still annoying, though. Sometimes you're like, okay.
Necessary as often as it's done, but...
What street do you live on? Mississippi. Is that M as in Mars? I as in
Again,
Igloo?
It can be done,
S as in Sam? S as in... Yeah. I've had it with the surveys. I get surveys from my doctor. I get surveys when I get an oil change. I get surveys on surveys. And then more surveys and more surveys. It would take too long to fill out all these surveys. It's just ridiculous.
We've talked about this before. That's a perfectly valid enough and support it 100%. My stance is still, if you want me to fill out a survey, you have to incentivize it.
All right. So lunch and Byerly's, they give me the receipt and they're like, if you fill out the survey, you'll get 5% off.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you think that? If they're offering you 5% off, just buckle up. It's going to take 40 minutes. It was like, I do not have that profound of an opinion. I just got some milk.
But at least it's something.
I went through the self.
At least it's something. Like, I think on the cub receipts, it's like, if you enter in this, fill out the survey and enter in this code, we'll enter you into a drawing for a $100 gift card or something like that, which, you know.
You're never going to win.
Does anybody ever win that? I don't know.
Lethal Migraine on YouTube. Always in the comments.
Yes.
We appreciate the support.
Filling it up.
Lethal works second shift. I've had enough of businesses in the Twin Cities closing before 10 p.m. I ran into this last Friday. We saw Cabaret at the Guthrie, got out of the show at 10:15, 10:20.
Sure.
And nobody was serving food. Spoon and Stable was serving until 11:45, but otherwise it was like slim pickings, which I did not appreciate.
Right.
I did not appreciate. Now, a law enforcement officer saying the black license plates, which one of our callers said that was a speeder, speeder's plate, but they said the black plates are easier to read from a distance.
Ooh.
So maybe the contrast.
Sure. That makes sense.
White on black pops. So that's pretty good. Jason, enough of Twin Cities drivers the week before a holiday. Calm down. Yeah. I think people are. Oh, another texter says influencers. Enough of influencer.
Uh-oh.
So bring up my computer in the last couple seconds. If you're on TikTok, there's an account called Dottie Snacks who makes fun of influencers, and he sounds like this.
And don't walk to the most viral hidden gem in New York City. We got the smash burger slathered with house-made vodka sauce and a side of truffle parm fries with hot honey. And oh my god, you guys, everything was so good. They even gave us one of their matcha-dusted cinnamon.
Okay, that is the perfect influencer boy. I try not to do that in my videos. But please follow me on Instagram, TikTok, X. I'm posting YouTube shorts now. Twins baseball coming up next. Let's get a win. I'll talk to you tomorrow.